What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
Then I got as a gift, another gift.
Sorry, pause. I hate to pause it already, but this just confirms what I was telling you guys a minute ago. In Trump's mind, he's just getting gifts from other countries. Oh, why does everybody love me so much? Why are they giving me so many gifts? I must be the best president ever. No, dog. It's because you're easily buyable. All right, I'm sorry. We're going to dive right in because there is no time to waste today. I am sick and tired of people pretending like any of this is normal. I am sick and tired of people continuing to run defense for the most corrupt president in American history and pretending like they can't see the vast amounts of corruption that is out in the open. He is more corrupt than President Nixon, for sure. He is more corrupt than President Harding and the people around him, clearly, and we can demonstrate throughout this video that the level of wealth increase we've seen and the direct selling of access to the Oval Office is unique, unprecedented, and needs to stop immediately. Donald Trump is currently on the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews showing off his new $400 million Qatar jet, which in and of itself is an egregious display of quid pro quo corruption. They get something, we get something, but we don't really get something. It's not for the American people. Donald Trump got access to a $400 million jet from Qatar that cost another few hundred million dollars to refurbish, and the Qataris, in return, after funding Hamas and helping some of our enemies, gets NATO-level security guarantees from the United States. We have now given guarantees to the country of Qatar that we will protect them no matter what. And we did that because Trump got some plane that he really likes. It's funny because once the war with Iran broke out, and there's nothing funny about it, but it's ironic. Once this war broke out, one of the first countries that Donald Trump ditched and just like left to the wolves was Qatar, this very same country. So there is an insane orgy of corruption happening with the entire Trump family and everybody around him, even on the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews. You can see Eric Trump on the left right here. And then to Eric Trump's left, you see Caroline Leavitt. And then you see Don Jr. and Don Jr.'s wife. Donald Trump is standing there trying to defend the new reports that he's made over $1 billion in profit off of cryptocurrency over the past year. I personally think that is an understatement, an underestimate, as Donald Trump immediately got a $2 billion investment from the United Arab Emirates when he launched World Liberty Financial. We're gonna break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like to help boost this message. It genuinely means the world. And I think that Mockler Media is uniquely equipped to break this down in a steady-handed manner. My team and I, Micah Irfan and I, have been putting together a full comprehensive doc of all of Donald Trump's corruption, and I'm very proud to announce we have officially released this doc on our Substack, adammockler.com. The top link in the description will be our entire corruption document. It's not entirely free, as this took a lot of time, labor, and resources from my team. We have a bunch of young people moving in the same direction to try to make the country better, and the resources are strained at times, to be quite candid, so any support means the world, and this is a really good example of just working together to create a document. So this says, the second Trump administration has operated as an unprecedented engine of self-dealing, pay-to-play access, and political retribution. Below is a comprehensive accounting of the corruption defining the current term. It starts off with what we're going to talk about today, his crypto and personal enrichment. The Trump family has directly leveraged the presidency to launch and promote their own cryptocurrency ventures, netting billions of dollars from foreign investors and supporters while simultaneously rewriting federal regulations to benefit those exact financial instruments. The Trump family launched World Liberty Financial, then got a $2 billion investment into World Liberty Financial. Let's start off with this clip of Donald Trump being pressed on the financial disclosure showing he made at least $1.4 billion $1,000 off of cryptocurrency in 2025. Can I just say this one more time? I am sick and tired of people pretending like this is normal. I am sick and tired of people running defense for this and acting like we're all going to blind ourselves in the same way they are. Watch Donald Trump being pressed on this corruption.
Your financial disclosure shows you had a very lucrative year last year. What message would you send to average Americans, especially those who are right now financially?
I don't get involved in my personal. We have funds that run my money.
But you are benefiting.
Well, I've made a lot of money before I became president. And they invest my money, and I don't talk to them. I don't even speak to them. So I have many people, I don't know what they call it, closed accounts or something. You put your money in, and that's it. I don't talk to them. They're big institutions, and they run it. But yeah, I've had a great career. In business, I've had a great career. I don't know if I've had a better career in politics or business, but I had a great career in business. And you know, you saw the cash, and you report the different things. And what they do is we gave it, I think it's called the blind account, but they basically take it. And I purposely, I never speak to any of the people that run the money, but they're at big institutions and they invest in whatever they invest.
But critics just say you're profiting off the presidency.
Well, you know why I'm profiting? Because the stock market's going up. Everybody's profiting. If you have a 401k, how's your 401k done? It's about up 85%. Thank you, President Trump. So we're all profiting. I'm profiting because I have a lot of money and a lot of cash.
Okay, hold up. Stop, pause. This is all false. First of all, it was just incredibly deranged for him to say, thank you, President Trump, and then lie about the stock market being up 87%. In no reality is it up 87%. In fact, it's growing at a slower rate than it would have been due to Donald Trump's tariffs, due to his awful economic policy, due to the failing Iran war. But number two, and this one is incredibly important, we cannot let them get away with this, he's a businessman, this is what businessmen do line. This is direct profiting off of the United States people, off of the stock market, and mainly off of cryptocurrency. This is why I love the corruption document that Micah and I built, because you can just go to section 3 if you click on the top link in the description, and it says, stock trading and market manipulation. The president and his inner circle have engaged in market manipulation by broadcasting major policy shifts on social media just hours after encouraging followers to buy stocks. The administration has timed tariff announcements and reversals in ways that create massive market volatility, raising serious questions about insider trading by those with advanced knowledge of the president's erratic trade policy. 1. Trump tweets ticker signs, like, you know, the dollar sign, the ticker sign for a stock. Trump tweeted about Palantir, a company he is invested in, to pump the stock up. Trump bought the Nvidia stock. 1 week later, Trump made a chip deal with China that sent the stock soaring. There are even situations where Trump just tweeted out the ticker sign for a company. I'm pretty sure it was Nvidia. He just tweeted out the Nvidia ticker sign saying, buy this. And people bought it. And it made him richer. He's pumping the stock market. Truth Social investment accounts. Trump Media launched actively managed investment accounts, including a Made in America portfolio. The companies in this portfolio stand to benefit directly from Trump's tariffs on foreign competitors, meaning the value of the president's company fluctuates based on policy announcements coming from his own White House. And he wants to say he's not corrupt. Even his kids are incredibly corrupt. All of a sudden, Don Jr. and Eric Trump are drone experts, crypto experts, war experts, AI experts, and they're invested and like deeply on the board of all of these drone companies and crypto companies. It is incredibly disgusting. Even Ivanka Trump, who's not pictured here, has recently sparked nationwide protests in the country of Albania due to her corruption. Like, for real, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner allegedly, in a corrupt manner, got the president of Albania, the prime minister of Albania, rather, to change their laws in order to allow Ivanka and Jared to buy protected coastal land. I've made multiple videos about this already, but there was protected coastal land that was very meaningful to the Albanian people. Jared Kushner then meets the prime minister of Albania, and now there is an open corruption investigation into all of these officials who allowed this to happen. These officials who somehow changed the laws surgically and strategically right before Jared Kushner wanted to make a bid on this exact land. Here are the protests breaking out over in Albania.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a beautiful sight to see. They've been protesting for about 30 days now, and it's not often you see people from another country protesting, like the daughter of another country's president. That is how corrupt it is. We then move on to Donald Trump's Qatari plane. I honestly, I cannot do this dumbass defense that MAGA always does, that Trump is just a businessman. He's just making deals, and that's what's happening. Last night, I was on CNN, and I debated a former Republican representative in New York, Joe Borelli, about this exact thing, and I just said it to him. I'm like, man, there's so much corruption here. I don't know how you defend this. Watch this clip.
Joe, you make a great politician weaving around all of the answers. The reality of the situation is Trump is the most corrupt president in American history, and we're not even telling the full story.
What's crime?
I'm glad that you brought up the quid pro quo part, because the part that we're missing is this $2 billion investment from the UAE was facilitated by the founder of Binance, CZ. The founder of Binance was subsequently pardoned by Donald Trump, and Trump has benefited off of this crypto. He leveraged the hype of his inauguration to the day before announce a cryptocurrency named Trump Coin, but that wasn't enough because then he announced Melania Coin, but that wasn't enough because then he created this pardon economy where people can pay into his campaigns or his family and they get directly pardoned. Do you agree with the pardon of CZ, the founder of Binance, who helped funnel money into Moss?
That Donald Trump has been pro-crypto.
Uniquely corrupt.
He ran on saying, I'm pro-crypto. We're going to pass the Genius Act, which they did. Yeah. We're going to deregulate
crypto.
We're going to be the crypto capital
My
of the world.
My friend Joe.
It's no
so Hunter Biden is pro-painting. Hunter Biden didn't hide the fact that he's pro-painting.
Hunter Biden was pardoned for crimes he may have made not committed.
Wait, Donald Trump has pardoned thousands of people.
When you talk about pardons, let's not forget the fact that the previous president had to pardon his son for crimes.
What about the fact that he removed tariffs off Vietnam?
This president didn't have to do that when he left office.
Can I just add? Okay.
Not yet.
Whenever I go into those debates, I always have my corruption document ready, and I understand that if I am reading it and I have it on hand, it usually gives me an edge in these conversations. So click the top link in the description to check out the corruption document. To continue, Trump then gets asked about his new Qatari plane, which cost a lot of money to refurbish, and he acts like this is for all Americans. This is for all Americans. But why would any of us care about this plane or be proud of this plane when it's literally just a masturbatory, grandiose show of wealth from Trump, the Qataris, and it's made for the richest of the rich? I will never get to fly in the Qatari jet. You will never get to fly in the Qatari jet. No Americans will get to fly into the Qatari jet because it's only for Trump, his family, and then it goes into his library. None of us will ever benefit from this insane amount of corruption other than Donald Trump. Not that I want to benefit, but I'm just saying, at least we should be focusing on policies that benefit the American people.
Air Force One was 35, 36 years old, and it would be parked next to the new ones like this, and it really didn't look appropriate for our country. So we're very proud of this. The country is very proud of it.
The country is very proud of the new corrupt Qatari jet? I'm not.
And you can do two things. You can low-key it, or you can show it. And I think the country should be very proud of it. And it's beautiful, and you'll see that.
They're calling it Bribe Force One. Trump in that clip said you can either low-key it or you can show it. He's basically trying to say you can either hide the plane and act like you don't have it, or you can flaunt it around. I mean, fuck, my entire life I've been taught that if you're a good person who is moral, you help others, and you're not a corrupt piece of shit, then you will rise and you will get better jobs and you will rise in power or whatever you want, whatever your goal is. You can build a great family. But whenever I see Donald Trump just openly flaunting all of this grandiose, narcissistic wealth and this corruption and this Qatari jet, this crypto coin, the lies, the demeaning, the attacks, the sexism, it just it makes me wonder what kind of perverse incentives have been created where the more of an asshole you are, the more power you seem to get. You know what I mean? It's kind of an inverse of what I've been told my entire life. The reason I say that is because Trump is literally flaunting around the Bribe Force One Qatari jet, and most Americans just don't seem to give a shit. Most Americans don't seem to care. He's even asked, how much did it cost taxpayers to upgrade this plane? The reporting is it cost over $1 billion. $1 billion to refurbish this Qatari jet because it could be a security concern if you think about it. Like why would we take, what just happened to my mouse? Why would we take a jet from another country that could spy on us?
Mr. President, what's your favorite upgrade to the new plane and how much did it cost American taxpayers to upgrade the plane?
Well, it costs very little relative to what it would cost if we did it a different way. So this was a gift from a country that's treated us very well. And they're an ally of us over in the Middle East, Qatar. And I went to Boeing, I said, who has the best one? They said, Qatar. There's never been a plane like it. Frankly, we couldn't build a plane like this because we wouldn't be willing to spend the kind of money necessary. They spent top dollar. So the head of Boeing said, this is considered the best 747 they've ever built.
This is what lying looks like, and this is what being a useful idiot looks like. You guys want to know the sad reality? In Trump's mind, he thinks he's actually just getting a great gift from Qatar. And in Trump's mind, he now had to reciprocate that gift by giving them NATO-level security guarantees. But that's not what's actually happening in the reality. Trump very clearly doesn't respect power dynamics. Trump very clearly doesn't respect the norm of no quid pro quo with other countries. He is a uniquely transactional person to his core, and he's wired that way. And that's an important distinction. I don't think Trump is waking up and thinking, I'm going to do the most corrupt thing possible by getting this Qatari jet. I think he's genuinely just so dumb and easily wooed and easily impressed by like Great Gatsby-esque grandiose displays that whenever he sees this jet, he gets so enamored by it that he then wants to reciprocate. I don't think Trump is even smart enough to wake up and say, I'm going to scheme with Vladimir Putin on any given day to F over Ukraine. I think Trump is just so dumb and narcissistic that he gets a form of narcissistic supply from Vladimir Putin. That's what Vlad Wexler says. Narcissistic supply is when Donald Trump gets his fulfillment of, you know, like a sugar rush of narcissism because other world leaders praise him or give him gifts. And that is even scarier. Our dumbass president is easily bought because he doesn't know that he's being bought by other countries and people still want to pretend like this is normal. So Trump tries to waffle around any meaningful answer there, but listen to what he says here. Trump then says, another gift. Intel needed something. I said, I'll do it for you. So Trump then describes perhaps the least free market thing I've ever heard. Remember, all these right-wingers claim to be free market capitalists who love competition, yet Donald Trump is explicitly talking about socialist policy right here. Communist policy, even. The government is taking a stake in a company and owning part of the means of production. Sounds familiar.
And then I got as a gift, another gift.
Sorry, pause. I hate to pause it already. But this just confirms what I was telling you guys a minute ago. In Trump's mind, he's just getting gifts from other countries. Oh, why does everybody love me so much? Why are they giving me so many gifts? I must be the best president ever. No, dog. It's because you're easily buyable.
And then I got as a gift, another gift, I said to Intel, give the United States of America, they needed something, they needed some help, the chip maker. I said, give the United States of America, I'll do it for you. But give the United States of America 10% of your company. He said, you have a deal. He said it so fast, I said I should have asked for more. But he said, you have a deal.
Bro. It's like the number one rule in negotiation. Guys, it's the number one rule in negotiation that if you throw out a number and they immediately accept that, then that means something deeper is going on there. Either that is a number that is very unfavorable for you, either they're trying to screw you over, or they have some deeper plan. You usually want to have a little bit of a back and forth. So Donald Trump, not number one, is easily buyable. He gets a gift. Number two, he's easily beaten in a negotiation after that. So he's just selling out America and not even really getting a good deal for selling out America.
And that stake is now worth $80 billion. I made $80 billion for the country in 8 months. Does anybody talk about it? No. Have a good time. Have a good life.
Okay. If I urge you to do anything, it would be to at least check out the Trump corruption framework that we have. There's so much information about Trump's meme coin dinner, the Genius Act, dropping cases for donors, even his pardon economy. The presidential pardon power has been transformed into a transactional tool to reward political loyalty, wipe away the crimes of major donors, and protect business allies. We're going to leave it here because I've got a flight out of New York to catch in about an hour. Wish me luck. I hope I'm able to make it in time. Either way, go check out the full CNN performance that we did earlier, and we have our debate show coming out later today. I love you all. Peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest.
Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.